Comfort Food Community is launching their sixth annual Give Hunger the Boot campaign beginning on May 20th. That's today. Through June 17th, the community-wide campaign will raise funds in support of the nonprofit organization based in Greenwich, New York. All proceeds directly benefit Comfort Food Community's program offerings, including the Greenwich and Casa Unit food pantries, the Yes Backpack program in partnership with the Greenwich Central School, the Greenwich Community Garden, and the Fresh Food Collective. Additionally, June 2nd is when the annual car show, the Classic Car Show, the CFC Classic Car Show, will be held at the Greenwich VFW from 12 to 4. So put that on your calendar. Proceeds from both events go directly to Comfort Food Community. Here to tell us more, we welcome Devin Bulger, Executive Director of Comfort Food Community. We also welcome Amanda Willits. Am I saying that correctly?
You are. Yes.
Excellent.
Nailed it.
Amanda Willits of, it's if we know each other, of Classic Car Show Event Manager. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Great to have you here. All right, Devin, let us begin with you. First of all, how are things going at Comfort Food?
They're going really well. We're very busy serving a lot of people, a lot of families in the Greenwich community. It's springtime, and even though the rain and the cold has been putting a damper on the farming season, we know that we're about to get ready to get out into farm fields and do the Fresh Food Collective gleaning program to recover a lot of that farm fresh food. So we're really busy, and then our biggest project is that we are in the process of moving the pantry location in Greenwich from St. Joseph's Hall to 2530 Route 40, which for Greenwich folks, you would know that as formerly Jaeger's Restaurant.
Yes, or behind the Hannaford.
Yeah. Behind the Hannaford, I think, is going to be the sort of shorthand for it.
Yes, and that'll give you a little more elbow room, and people can come in and go out a little bit easier.
Yeah, so the square footage actually isn't that big of a space gain. We're coming in around 2,300 square feet at 2530. I think the big thing for us is that it's dedicated space. We're the sole lessee to the space. So in St. Joseph's Hall, we've had to set up, break down every week. It's sort of like...
Don't have to share it with the Catholics.
Yeah. They are my people. And gracious with their space, but we have reached a point in our organization, in our programming, and the services that
need
we want to provide.
We need
our own space. And
gotta
this
move
space
out from
also
mom and
comes.
Dad's.
Exactly. It's like, the equivalent of the basement apartment.
Right, exactly.
But this space comes with a Department of Health certified kitchen. It is a space that we can outfit to meet our uses specifically, and we can determine our own schedule. So we're going to be able to offer programs and services more days of the week and different types of programs, because as important as meeting that food insecurity, hunger, emergency need, we also know that food has the power to get to some of those upstream factors that cause someone to have to utilize a pantry. And we want to focus on things like education, social services, maybe even potentially workforce development, skill building, which food can be the vehicle for every stage of those program continuums.
Now, when you came in and really started this whole thing, it was one of the things that was fascinating is that it wasn't just, you made it very clear from the beginning, and I don't mean to malign any other organization and how they do it. I'm just focusing on what you guys do, which is that your mission was always, yes, there would be food available, but there is also going to be a very large educational component to this to let people figure out how to do this on their own as well.
Yeah, because core to our mission, which is to contribute to the health of our community through the inspirational power of good food, health, if you want to boil it down to one word, is the core of that. It's the center of that.
Right.
So, doing a traditional pantry that is mainly, canned goods, packaged goods, it's meeting that emergency need, but especially being in Washington County, Southern Washington County, we knew that we had all of this farm fresh food and all of this potential to leverage that. Let's use that and have people making their meals out of that food so that we're not just addressing that emergency need, but we're making an impact on people's health. So I think because we centered health as the mission, we've made different decisions than maybe other rural, traditional pantries might. And it's not to malign or, draw a negative contrast. It's just we came out with a bit of a different vision. And I think that food also, when it's the fresh food, it's the healthy food, it's the making of the food, the sharing of food, is the community building driver, which is also really core to what we want to do.
The programs that you have are very cool. Now, obviously, a lot of places they have the backpack programs, and this is necessary because there are so many kids who need the material, who need food during the school year and outside of the school year.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much research that makes the connection between a child's ability to learn and them having stable meals. And I think even sometimes it's not the hunger itself, but it's the anxiety around, will this week be a week that I do have food or I don't have food? And even that, I think, is really disruptive to a kid's ability to learn. But for sure, if they're coming back to school where, you know, school is the basis of most of their meals, and they're showing up Monday morning and all weekend or all break they haven't had adequate food, they're not going to learn. So I think the school backpack programs have been really critical.
And you'll still have the community garden.
Still have the community garden. That stays put. It doesn't travel with us.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, good.
It's been difficult.
It's also, but it's nice to have it in the village, too, because it's nice to see it.
It's walkable.
It reminds people of that it's there all the time. Yeah, and that you can weed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Feel free.
Yeah,
feel free to weed.
It's everything's traveling with us. No programs are going away. It's really just going to be a layering on and an enhancement, because now the food pantry just won't be a food pantry. We're terming it a food center, and it will be the pantry plus. So it'll be the pantry plus education and cooking and meal prep. And
one more question, and then we'll get to the events here of what we're actually here to talk about. But and that is because and people probably know this wherever you live, but, you know, it doesn't take long before you get very, very rural. And that's the case of our village in Greenwich, that once you take a right, you're out sort of in the middle of nowhere, which is why you have the pantry both in the village of Greenwich and then also in Casiuna, which is kind of borders Argyle, but is still in the town of Greenwich.
Right.
And yet is easier for people who don't necessarily have that transportation.
Yeah. I mean, I think distance is the biggest obstacle in a rural community because you don't have public transportation. You know, you have 15 miles from point A to point B, and if that's where the services are, you either have to get creative and figure out a cost-effective way of getting the service to the person or getting the person to the service. So we have tried to be really creative in going out and, you know, with your brother's support, with the Casiuna Fire Department, doing a pop-up pantry there, bringing food on the road through the Fresh Food Collective. So all of that farm fresh food that is more than we could distribute in Greenwich, it's going to pantries all throughout Washington County, Glens Falls, Schuylerville. We're distributing through libraries as well, because libraries often have more hours than small rural pantries.
Okay, so with all of that said, we have so today you launch the Give Hunger the Boot campaign, and this is a good old fashioned fireman's boot.
Yes, it's literally the symbol of the campaign and what it's all built around.
And you put those around town, you put those around places, you walk up and down the streets, and you have people help you out.
Right.
And is this your big fundraiser or one of?
It's our big fundraiser, especially for like the really public-facing, not just annual appeal. For our public-facing out there with the people, it's our big fundraiser. And it's a month-long campaign, sort of multifaceted type of campaign that I really enjoy it because it's both the monetary expression of the community support for us, but it's also just like this physical, visible expression of the community support for us because so many businesses have those fireman's boot on their counters, just collecting change, coin drops, the raffle ticket sales. It's all of these different things that are, to me, a really great expression of community.
Yeah, I've already been hit up for the raffle tickets.
There you go.
Brother. What's also fascinating about this is that you have a big board in the town square, and it shows the fire truck going into the station, and then that's sort of your way, your thermometer, if you will, of telling you how you're doing, and so that's always good, so we can keep track and see. See what's up. Now, part of this is the car show, and this is something that has been going on longer than I was aware that it was going on, but it's very cool. How did you end up running this thing?
I started it 6 years ago with actually a different group in town, and when I kind of separated from them, I approached Devin and the Comfort Food Community staff, I guess you'd say, and told them that I did want to still have this go to a good cause, and I couldn't have couldn't think of a better cause than the comfort food community in our community.
So how does the how does the car show work?
So it's a car show. So
people bring their cars they show them.
Yes.
Jill.
So yeah. It says classic car show, but really we welcome any make, model of any type of vehicle, motorcycle, anything like that. Fire trucks have come, and everybody just shows up. You register your car. Registration's $15. If you bring a personal care item, you'll get $5 off registration, and you just enjoy everyone else's cars.
Yeah.
You walk around. It's a great car community. You get to visit with people. We have raffles the day of. There's a bounce house for kids. Spectators are free to come in.
VFW does the food. We have a live DJ playing mostly golden oldies, as you would expect with a car show.
Yeah.
And from the VFW.
Yeah.
What's also cool about this is that you have this going on. So your kickoff is today. You have this on June 2nd. And then this all leads up to Whipple City Days, right, which is the big townwide village event. And that's when you end and everybody, you have to make your money by then.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and we don't tie into Whipple City Days with the fundraising because that's really the Chamber's
bailiwick. But it's your date, right?
Yeah, and that does capstone, and it is, you know, that's a giant community event for Greenwich, so having it be the capstone weekend is great, and it allows us to share usually in the success of the campaign, and it's a general time for excitement, so it's a fun weekend.
A lot going on. You can find out more information by going to comfortfoodcommunity.org. Comfortfoodcommunity.org has all the information on the cool things that we just mentioned. The Give Hunger the Boot campaign is now underway. The car show is Sunday, June 2nd. The annual CFC Classic Car Show being held at the Greenwich VFW from 12 to 4. And obviously that event going to help Comfort Food. You can find out more information at comfortfoodcommunity.org. You can go to our website, wamc.org/roundtable. We'll have a link to Comfort Food as well as to this interview. Devin Bulger is Executive Director of Comfort Food Community. Amanda Willits is the Classic Car Show Event Manager. I thank you both for the beautiful work you do in our community, and I thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.